This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker in Boston. The Republican National Convention was scheduled to begin today in Tampa, but Tropical Storm Isaac has other plans. Isaac is expected to make landfall along the Gulf Coast on Wednesday, the seventh anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. WBUR's Bob Oakes is in Tampa for the Republican National Convention, and he spoke with our political analysts, Democrat Dan Payne and Republican Todd Domke, about the storm and its effect on the convention.
Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Dan, hello to you.
Morning, Bob.
How big a problem is Isaac proving to be with the cancellations, the postponements, the rescheduling? Is it more than just an inconvenience, Todd?
Well, it could be a blessing in disguise for the GOP. Sometimes less is more. And for the relatively small percentage of voters who are undecided, less partisan, they want less politics. So changing a four-hour infomercial to 3 hours doesn't mean it's necessarily less persuasive.
Dan.
Well, as Andy Borowitz, the political satirist, said, the Republicans could move their convention to the 17th century and they wouldn't have to change a thing. What they'll miss, however, is 1 hour of primetime TV, and that they can't get back.
The goals for Romney this week in the big picture, essentially reintroduce Romney to America, hearing the biography, Romney the family man, Romney the compassionate, helping friends and acquaintances who've fallen on hard times, and of course the big one, Romney the competent, who's turned around business and is proud of his often maligned record at Boston-based Bain Capital. And who is the candidate who will create jobs and opportunity and turn America around? Is that going to work if that's the goal this week, Dan?
Well, Bain Capital remains radioactive, and since it is how Mitt Romney got into the race and why he feels he should be president, he still has to deal with the fact that people are very suspicious of what happened at Bain Capital in terms of people losing jobs and investments that were made overseas.
It would be a mistake for the convention managers to try to reinvent Mitt. They've already tried that over the years, and it's just resulted in the image of a flip-flopper. So it shouldn't be some kind of sales job in making him more likable. They shouldn't overdo the family man angle. People already know he loves his family. They shouldn't be contrived with self-deprecatory humor and all that. Instead, they should focus on Mitt, the problem solver. Let him bring out the charts like Ross Perot used to do and explain the problems we're facing as a nation. In other words, more substance, more presidential.
Dan, what's the biggest challenge Romney faces this week that can be fixed with this convention?
Well, he started out on a positive message. At least that's what we were told. He was going to try to make himself more likable. They've changed that, apparently, in midstream. His wife will introduce him, and that may help him a little bit, as everyone will say she's the secret weapon, although every spouse is regarded as the secret weapon. So he's got to take Obama down. He's got to make a persistent set of complaints against Obama.
And Todd, what do you think Romney can accomplish this week? What can be fixed that's wrong with this campaign?
Well, I think he and Paul Ryan need to do more educating about the need for entitlement reform, that these programs are heading for bankruptcy, and reassure people that they're not ruthless and radical. So it's better for them to come across as policy wonks rather than typical politicians.
And what's the biggest challenge that can simply not be fixed with this week in Tampa, Todd?
Well, Romney is who he is. He's awkward when he tries to sound like a leader rather than a businessman. He's not good in talking about himself personally. He is a country club type, not a populist. But if he can make this about the economy instead of personality, he won't seem so awkward and stiff.
And well, Dan, what's your view on that?
Mitt Romney is trailing Barack Obama substantially in likability. He simply isn't as well-liked as the president. So their only choice, it seems to me, is to go after Obama. And when you allow Mitt Romney to just be off the cuff like he was doing just the other day, making a wisecrack about a birth certificate, he just can't be trusted.
You know, Isaac has pretty much muted much of the talk here in Tampa about the abortion and rape controversy triggered by Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, at least so far, the talk that smothered the week running up to Tampa. Is it over? Will the issue get much play, even if an abortion ban is in the Republican Party platform? Dan.
Well, the Todd Akin race against Claire McCaskill in Missouri is the second most closely watched Senate race in the country, following only the mass Senate race here between Elizabeth Warren and Scott Brown. But the spotlight is going to remain on abortion and rape throughout the campaign, especially in swing states.
Well, the Democrats will continue to push the issue, despite all Republicans condemning Akin. because they want to talk about any issue other than the economy. But Romney has made clear that he does favor exceptions of rape, incest, and the life of the mother. Paul Ryan has said he will abide by Romney's position. And I think most voters realize that the focus should be on the economy.
Todd Domke, back in Boston, thank you.
Good to be with you.
Dan Payne, sitting next to him in the studio, thank you.
Always glad to help.